The title of the message this morning is Ears to Hear. The main text that will go with that title would be in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 9. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it for us. Matthew 13 and verse number 9. Be praying for us this morning. Amen. All right, it says here, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. All right, and so it doesn't say those that just got ears. It says those that got ears to hear, let them hear. All right, and so I'm going to go through a scenario with you this morning. Just imagine somebody that is wealthy, has been wealthy for a long time, and they have decided to come to 11501 Riley Crest, Church of God, Evening Light, and they're going to show up at an appointed time, and they let you know about it, and they're going to come, and they're going to tell you how to become wealthy, to acquire wealth, to maintain wealth, and to grow your wealth. Right? They're going to come. Let's think maybe Warren Buffett or somebody like that, right? They're going to be here on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. All you got to do is show up. You ain't got to pay no entrance fee or none of that. You just come, and they're going to talk about how to get money and keep it and do well, right? First of all, we'd have to get a bigger church, wouldn't we? Huh? The word would get out, wouldn't it? All kind of people. We'd have to bring in all the tables in and all the chairs and everything we got, and it'd be lined up. People would be here early, wouldn't they? Right. All right. And would you come? Or would you just come and just have nothing? Or would you bring your phones at least to try to record it? Just in case you missed something. Would you have a notepad and have something to write down with, right? We're talking about this morning, ears to hear. All right. And so when something is important to us, then what we do is we pay attention to it. Right. We don't just listen to it. We wouldn't be here on our phones playing games. We wouldn't be here doing anything that would distract us. If the children try to talk to us, be quiet, son. Be quiet, daughter. We're trying to hear something this morning. We're trying to learn something. Why do we do that when it comes to those things? But when it comes to the things of God, where are our ears then? Huh? Where are our ears then? Why do we allow ourselves to be distracted? Why do we allow ourselves to be? I'll give you a scenario in another case. When we come to church on Sundays, I hope these numbers are wrong, but I'm going to use them because they're easy. All right? So I'm not saying that this is the case, but I want you to understand this could be the case. And what category do you fall in? All right, 25% of the people that are at service on Sunday morning are not paying attention. I'm just saying that that's a number. It doesn't have to be exactly that. But 25%, their mind is elsewhere. Okay? They're not listening. And so it doesn't matter what's said. Because what is said is that I'm not even paying attention. I'm not listening. And so, therefore, I could be learning something that could help me draw closer to the Lord. And I'm not listening. I don't have ears to hear. All right. Another 25%, they're here and they're listening. They're aware that I'm up here yammering along. Right. In their mind, Brother Grimes is up here talking. I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm checking that box today. I went to church and I listened. I stayed through all of service today. Right? What good would that do us? Huh? What if God had something? What if by accident God told me something that I had to say to you and it could actually help you with the need that you have? All right? So that's the other 25%. And then another 25%, they're listening, they're paying attention, but they have what they're listening for. Huh? All right? Is that really listening when I'm listening for what I want to hear? All right? If it's sweet and it's good and it sounds nice, then I want to hear that. Amen, brother. God is good. Praise the Lord. Right? I'm listening for that. Is that ears to hear? All right? But then you have the last percentage. And again, I'm making these numbers up. But I'm making a point here. That last percentage, they got up early and they prayed before they came to church. And they said, Lord, I need something from you today. All right. And then they came and they got here earlier. And then when the word of God began to go forth, they got their notepad out and they minimized all distraction. They put their phone down in their purse or put it in the seat in front of them. They're not worried about that phone for right now because they want to hear what the God has to say to them this morning. And then not only that, they're paying attention and they're writing notes down or whatever it is that they need to do. And I'm not telling you have to write notes, but it does help. I don't care how smart you are. All right? Yeah. So they're putting the notes down. And then they're doing something that is of the utmost importance. They want to understand because they're going to use this information that they get to apply it to their lives. Now we're talking about ears to hear. All right? I want to encourage you this morning that God has something to say to you. And it's not just when I'm in the pulpit or the preacher is in the pulpit. God's saying something to you when you're reading your Bible. You got to read it to hear what he's got to say. But if you'll read your Bible, God has something to say to you and to me. May the Lord help us this morning. It's not only when it's in the pulpit. It's not only when you're reading your Bible. But he's going to send somebody your way that's going to tell you something. And he's trying to get something over to you. But if you got your fingers in your ears, huh? Or you're just listening for what you want to hear. Or it's coming in and it's going out the other ear. What good is it? Do you know that some people are praying for things right now and all they do is they get down and they pray and say, Lord, I need this, 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 this. And then when God begins to speak, they just walk off. Don't get upset with me this morning. This is what he gave me. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Is it not vital? Is it not of the utmost importance to know what God's will is for your life, for my life? And if all I had to do was dial in when God was speaking to me, when God was trying to get something over to me, all I have to do is push all the rest out and lock in on what it is that he has to say and get it, understand it, seek to understand it. Sometimes we hear things, and that's why I say seek to understand. Sometimes we hear things and we really don't understand it. Right? But what do we do when we really want something? Huh? What we do when we want something? Well, we'll YouTube it, Google it, we'll call somebody, we'll do whatever it is that we need to do in order to get that understanding. Why not when it comes to the things of God? Yeah. May the Lord help us this morning. I'm not telling you that this is where you're at. I'm telling you this is where you should be if you're not, and this is where you should stay if you are. We got to have ears to hear, saints. Yeah. We got to have ears to hear. All right, so there's a difference between listening and hearing. All right? Some people are born with out the ability to hear, period. They can't hear. And so what they got to do is the information that's being transferred to them, it's got to be done in a different way. Maybe it's got to be written down. Maybe they get good at reading lips, all kinds of things, but they don't have that ability. I want you, while I'm explaining these natural things, I want you to be thinking about their spiritual connotation. Yes. All right? Then some people, because of injury or because of age or whatever it might be, they are losing their ability to hear. Right. All right? Do you ever notice that sometimes when the preacher gets up, things begin to sound familiar to you? And when those things sound familiar to you, what do you do? Sometimes what we do is, well, I've heard all this before. So I can go ahead and shut my mind off, do something else. But maybe the reason why you're hearing it again is because you didn't get it the first 10 times. May the Lord help us. You see, and so sometimes it's not an injury that's dull in our hearing. It's the choice that we're making that's dull in our hearing. All right. May the Lord help us. All right. And so what we have to do is we have to understand that listening is paying attention to the sound, and hearing is the faculty or the ability to perceive sound. What we want to do is we want to hear it, but we also want to take it in, and we also want to use it to better our relationship with God and to make sure that we are in the place that God wants us to be in. And so it's applicable to wherever you are and whoever you are. This is what you need to be successful. May God help us this morning. The person that can't hear, they trade with you right now. A person even with a hearing aid that works well, they trade with you right now if they could just have your ears, right? And so what we have to understand is it's highly important that we hear what the Lord has to say to us. May God help us this morning. I want to read in 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 3 on down through verse number 5. You beat me there. Go ahead and begin to read it for us, please. All right.
That there shall come in the last
days scoffers. All right.
Walking after their own lust.
All right.
And saying, where is the promise of his coming?
All right.
For since the fathers fell asleep,
all right,
things continue as they were.
All right.
From the beginning of the creation.
All right.
For this they willingly are ignorant.
All right.
That by the word of God, the heavens were of old.
Go ahead and pause there, please. I want you to get a hold of something. Some of us were born in Church of God, Evening Light, preaching. In other words, we were born under gospel truth. All right? And so what happens is over time, it can begin to sound like the same old story. And in this chapter, in chapter 3 in 2 Peter, starting at verse number 3, it's talking about those that would oppose the word of God. One of the term scoffer is somebody that makes fun of the people of God, makes fun of the word of God. Another term is a naysayer, right? There's another term, a gainsayer. There are several terms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Some people, they look at you and they look at the word of God and they say, where is this God you're talking about? Right? And so over time, but because we have been exposed to this and we haven't rejected this kind of negativity towards God and the things of God, what ends up happening is we begin to be affected in a way. All right? And it says here in the fifth verse there, it says, for this they willingly are ignorant. Do you know that willing ignorance is not going to work? Do you know that just because I don't want to know, that doesn't mean that I'm not responsible for knowing? Did you know that? Because what happens is God's going to say, listen, every Sunday you had a place to go. Every Wednesday you had a place to go. The Bible is the most printed book in the world. Anybody can get a Bible. You can get Bibles for free. Why don't you know? Because I didn't want to know. You think that's going to be an excuse? May God help us this morning. We have a responsibility to know. We have a responsibility by that the things that we do know and understand to be seeking to understand in a better way and then living by that, by his grace and help and mercy. He's going to help us to do it. He'll even help us to understand it. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is not only a comforter, but he's a teacher. He's a guide, all right? And so, therefore, we don't have an excuse why we don't know what it is that we need to know, all right? And so when God is speaking to you and I, it's important to understand that willful ignorance is not going to stand when we come before the Lord. I can't say that because I didn't know. He's going to say, well, why didn't you know? And then we say, well, I didn't feel like going to church that time. Come on now. Lord, I was doing something else. I was busy, Lord. You understand busy, don't you? And he going to say, the matter of your soul, you was busy when it came to the matter of your soul. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All things will be added. If we have God in his proper place, we'll always have time to do all these other things. But my responsibility today, every day, when I wake up, is I want to know what God has to say about it. I need to make contact with him. And most importantly, I want him to make contact with me. And when he's making contact with me, I need to clear out anything that would hinder me from hearing, understanding, and doing the will of God. May God help us this morning. What is God saying to me? What is he saying to me? A child of God needs to be asking those questions. What is he saying? And how can I apply what he's saying? Am I really paying attention? Am I listening for what it is that I want to hear or what it is that he has to say to me? All right. Do I attempt to understand it? And once I understand it, am I applying these things with all of my heart to the best of my ability, Lord? I want to be pleasing and honoring unto you. I'm saying it and I'm praying it right now. All right. All right. Let's see here now. Let's move forward. I believe we've got two responsibilities. And I'm trying to find this. I wrote this thing down and I wrote it down wrong. I don't even know how that happens. I think it's the devil. Yes. What do you think?
Yes.
It's the devil.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
How you look at something and write it down wrong. Lord, help us. I want somebody to find this scripture for us. There's a scripture that talks about, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. When you have that scripture, I want you to stop me, because I'm going to keep going, but I want you to stop me. Use your phone or whatever it is that you got to find and find that scripture. Know these things, happy are you if you do them. We've got two responsibilities, all right? Two responsibilities. The first one is, go ahead. Now, how in the world did I write John 13 and 7? We're going to find out later on. It says here in John 13 and 7, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. So we got two responsibilities. The first responsibility is to know, right? Now, I'll give you this. You've got varying degrees of intelligence. You've got varying degrees of abilities when it comes to each individual. God knows what your ability is. All right? And so sometimes what we'll do is we'll say, you know what? This brother over here, he ain't doing it, and he don't got to do it, so why do I got to do it? Is the Lord talking to him, or is he talking to you right now? He's telling you what you got to do. He didn't ask you about him. You understand? And so what we'll do is we'll put it on the next person. Well, that person is a Christian, and they're on their way to heaven. What you don't know is they may have to do it later on. They may never have to do it. But you know that you got to do it because he's telling you, not them. All right? Or it could be he did tell them, and they not willing to do it just yet. You've got to leave that between them and God. But what God is, I don't know what he's saying to you. I don't have to know, but I do know he's saying something to you. I know that. All right? He's saying, come closer, my child, to me. He's saying, put that away. Stop that and start doing this. He's saying, I've told you this time and time and again. Give this to me. I'll help you do it if it needs to be done. But listen, you've got to let me help you do it, or else you're going to be in some type of situation here. That's what he's saying. All right? And so what we have to do is we have to understand that we have to know what God is letting us know, because that is what we will be responsible for. What God has told you. No matter what your level of understanding is, no matter what level of your ability is, God knows all of that. That's between you and God. But what you do know, that's what you're responsible for. And you're also responsible for seeking to know. Yeah. All right? So we come to service because we want to know. We read our Bible because we want to know. We pray because we want to know. We pay attention to wherever the voice of the Lord may be speaking. Sometimes God will speak to us. Do you know God speaks to us through nature? He does. What are you saying to me, Lord? And Lord, I want to get a hold of it. I want to understand it so that I can do it and do it well. But the enemy, what do you think the enemy's role is in this deal? Talk to me. Interfere, distraction. I'm listening. Anything else? Discourage. What else? Talk to me this morning. Yeah. Ears to hear. Yeah. First of all, you got other things that are way more important that you got to handle, don't you? Of course you do. It's way more important than hearing what the Lord says. Everybody knows that. That don't sound right, does it? We know that ain't right, but he doesn't come and tell you that. He just begins to bring you this and that and the other. Well, you got work to do. You got stuff with the kids. You got all this other stuff. You don't do this stuff, the world is going to disappear. Something bad's going to happen, right? That's the way that we feel about it. And so we get to moving at top speed. Oh, we're going to get on this, and then we're going to get on that, and we're going to get on the other, and we're going to take care of it. That's what we do, right? And let me ask you this. You tell me, I want you to respond. Is God speaking to you in those times? He is speaking to you, but are you listening, though? Right? So the enemy wants, he knows, look, the verse said, if you know these things, happy are ye. You want to know why some people ain't happy? Because they don't know and they ain't doing what they're supposed to do. Right? If you don't know it, how can you do it? And so the enemy knows that. And so he wants to keep you from even knowing what it is that you're supposed to do. He don't even want you to know. Right? So distractions, other things are more important. They're piling on your plate. I was gonna pray, but somebody called me at the last second. Send them to voicemail like you send the spam to voicemail. They can wait, but God can't. Is that all right? They can wait, but God can't. May the Lord help us. The Lord will help us do it. Don't listen. Don't let me present to you that I am the shining example of listening to the Lord all the time with ears to hear. I've been caught up before. Yeah. I got ahead of myself, and by midday, I done figured out something. This ain't going right, and I don't know why. Let me take a look at this thing. Yeah. What I had to do? Go back and go listen to what the Lord had for me to say today. Lord was going to tell me about all this. The person that cut me off and the boss that yelled at me and everything else, he was going to get me ready for that. But I done took off without doing what I needed to do because I was going to get to it, but I missed it. May the Lord help us. All right? It's the enemy's responsibility to keep you from knowing. And then if he can't keep you from knowing, then he's trying to keep you from doing. God's going to help you do know, and he's going to help you to do. But you and I have a responsibility, and what that responsibility is make God our priority. When he's talking to us, Lord, please. I want to hear what you got to say, Lord. I can't do what you're telling me to do if I'm not listening. May the Lord help us this morning. All right. Steal, kill, destroy. One of the things that the enemy does. The Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. One of the things that he does and the most successful in is stealing the voice of the Lord from you. All right. Stealing your knowledge, stealing your understanding. You can't do right if you don't know. All right. And so he likes that. What happens is he steals it. Next thing you know, you're in spiritual blindness. Do you ever, let me run something past you this morning. See if you get this one. Have you ever thought you heard correctly, but you didn't? and you took off doing what you thought was the right thing, and it wasn't? Spiritual? Y'all with me? Lord was talking to us. I wasn't really paying attention. I was kind of paying attention. Took off in the wrong direction at top speed and met with some difficulty, didn't I? Lord, help us. God's got to have your ear. He don't want you just to listen to him. He wants you to have ears to hear and understand what he's saying. There's a phenomena between men and women. Did y'all know that? Y'all know what I'm about to talk about? This is true. I can tell my wife exactly what I meant to say, and she can tell me exactly what she meant to say, and we can misunderstand one another. Once you've been married for a while, what you need to do, let me give you a shortcut here. let me help you out, all right? Because it's going to help you. When she said what she said to you, if you're not sure, then you ask some questions and make sure you know. And same way, she's going to ask you some questions. Then you're going to have some better communications. Spiritual? Would that work? Lord, what'd you say? What'd you mean, Lord? I want to make sure I know what you mean. Because I'm about to take off, and I want to make sure that I'm doing your will. I don't want to waste this day. I don't want to waste this opportunity. I don't want to neglect this great salvation that you have given me. And so, Lord, I want to be sure this is coming from you. I want to be sure that this is what you're meaning. This is what you're saying. And, Lord, once I know what to do, I'm going to do it by the best of my ability. May God help us this morning. This is the way we make it in, saints. This is the way we make it in. We're not going to make it in half-stepping and kind of paying attention and kind of, you know, I've heard all kinds of excuses, and I don't know why people tell me anyway, because it's between you and God, not between me, you and God. It's between you and God. But there seems to be some people where there's traffic from their doorstep all the way to church. Ain't no traffic from their doorstep anywhere else, though. But there is traffic from their driveway all the way to church. And then they come tell me about it. Why are you telling me? I can't do nothing for you. I haven't saved nobody yet, and I can't save nobody. Did you know that? I'm not saving anybody. I don't have a heaven for you to go to. It's his heaven. I'm trying to get there, too. And so if there is traffic, leave earlier. Huh? Tell them to get out the way. Do something. It's important, isn't it? May the Lord help us this morning. Enemy wants to distract you. One of the things that I'm going to keep moving here. Y'all pray for me. Listen, I want to go to heaven. You understand me? And I want you to go too. We ain't playing no games. You come to this church by the grace and help of God, we're never going to play church. We're going to be trying to live according to the word of God. All right? Because I don't see the point in it. I don't see the point. Let's do it. If we're going to do it, if we're not, then don't do it. All right? But if we're going to do it, let's do it and do it to the best of our ability, because we have a crown to obtain. All right? We've got a place that we want to get to at the end of the day. And not only that, while we're here, we want him with us just like we want him with us when we're over there. All right? And so let's not play any games. Let's get it right, and let's get it right now by the help of the Lord. All right, and so one of these things I want to say, one of the major distractions, I don't have time to go, there's a lot to this, but I don't have time to go into all of it. I want to talk about one distraction that is common amongst a lot of people, all right? Some people have been harmed or injured in some kind of way. I want you to understand that you are not alone. Many people have been injured in the same way you have. We're not downplaying your hurt, your injury. All we're saying is it's more common than what you think. All right. But from that injury, what the enemy wants to do is give you what is called an internal narrative. All right. And it's something that is always with you in your mind, in the back of your mind, in your spirit. This narrative is leading and guiding and directing your life. And so when God is speaking to you and he's saying, son, come closer, my child, to me. I can help you with that injury. I can help you with that hurt. I can change your life. I can be to you what you need me to be. Whatever that might be, God has that for you and for me. But that internal narrative is speaking louder, is more important to us than what God is saying. Bible says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. He can do that. But if the narrative in my heart and in my mind is telling me he doesn't love you, if he did love you, then he wouldn't allow that to happen. Why does God get blamed for what the devil does? Tell me that. God didn't tell that person to do that to you. He didn't tell him to do that to you. If that person had been listening to the Lord, they wouldn't have done that to you. You understand? God didn't do it. The enemy did it. But in our hearts and in our minds, it can have us held in a tight hold. And when God is saying, listen, I got you. I know you're suffering. I know you're going through hardship. I know things aren't going right. But I have something special for you. If that narrative, if we can't get rid of that, Lord, help us. You can get rid of it today. Lord, turn that narrative off, Lord. Turn it off, Lord. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to have ears to hear. I want to believe what you're telling me. God can tell us, but do we believe it, though? May God help us this morning. I hate to see people suffer unnecessarily. We're going to suffer, but let it be for righteousness' sake. Let it be for the advancement of the kingdom. Don't let it be because the enemy has caused somebody to hurt us and then he's the one talking to us about what's going on. Lord, I want to turn that off today. Turn it off by the grace and help of God. May God help us. All right. I can't get to all, there's a lot, but I got to get to that one. Somebody go with me to Romans 12, verse number 1 and 2. All right, verse number 1 and 2. It's talking about this is one of the many times that the Lord is letting us know what his will is for our lives. But again, if we can't hear it, then we can't receive it. If we can't receive it, we can't even seek to understand it. We can't understand it. We can't do it. We're in trouble. Yes. Go ahead, Sister Teresa.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
All right. I'm begging you, brethren.
That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. May God help us. All right. So God is saying to us in verse number 1, not only is it is reasonable, but it's fair, it's just. And the writer, the one that's saying this is telling us, he's begging us, this is what we have to do if we're going to make heaven our home. All right, but what's happening here is we're bringing out how the world. So we talked about how the devil does it. We talked about how our own self can hinder ourselves. But the world is something, and I believe Sister Alicia said something about this earlier. But it's talking about be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? By the renewing of the mind. It's hard to live as a Christian person with that old mind. All right? If you have not had your mind renewed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you can get that done today by the grace and help of God. Because what happens is that old mindset is going to hinder you from being all that God wants you to be. It's going to hinder you from hearing, receiving, understanding, and doing the will of God. All right, and so what God wants to do is renew your mind. It's transformative. It will transform you, which means that you are not the same. You are different once you have been renewed in your mind. But the world, what it does is it doesn't give up. Every day it's trying to force some sort of message into your heart, into your mind that would compete with the will, the way, and the word of God. All right? And so the world is always, why do you think the media is such a big thing? Never in the history of mankind has the enemy had such access to your mind and my mind, whether we want it or not. You're doing something totally different, and some come up, some advertisement come up and pop in, and it is evil and wicked, and it shouldn't be there, but it's there. Because he's wanting to vie for your affection in your heart and in your mind. See, if the world can get in, then it's going to hinder you from hearing the word of God. It's going to hinder you from knowing the will of God. All right? If there's something about me, you know, self can get in the way sometimes. Lord, this was done to me and I can't let it go. I'm not going to let it go, Lord. It shouldn't have been done in the first place. And you saw it, Lord, and I don't know why you didn't stop it. It may not be that blatant and obvious in our minds, but it's there. We have to put that down. We got to put that down. Lord, please help me with this. So self can hinder. The world can hinder. We know the enemy can hinder. The enemy works with the world. And so what we have to do is we've got to work on our hearts. We got to work on our minds. And then our desires will be where they need to be. All right? Heart and mind. All right? You can't hear. If your heart, when somebody's talking to you and you don't even want to hear what they got to say, your heart ain't in it. And so they can be talking all they want to, and it's going right in and going right out because you don't really care about what they're saying. And this can happen with the great God of heaven. All right? He wants to talk to us and he wants to deal with us. But we've got to be in a place to hear and receive. We've got to have ears to hear. May God help us. He wants us to get our desires together. Psalms 37 and 4, what does it say? You beat me there, go ahead and read it. Something about delighting, isn't it? Delight thyself. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord.
And he shall give thee the desires of
thy heart. He'll give you the desires of our heart. So sometimes people say, well, I can't hear the Lord. I can't understand him. I don't know how to do this. This is a secret. It's an open secret. Do you know that you and me can be in the same place hearing the same message, but one person hears one thing and another person hears another? The scripture says, delight yourself. So want him, need him, call upon him, spend time with him, make him your delight. It says, delight thyself. In other words, you take the time with him. You spend time with him. You seek him. If you seek him, you think he's going to be found of you? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. So he's already standing at the door and knocking. So when you began to start seeking, there he is, waiting and ready and willing to help you with what it is that you need. But it's something that you and I have to prioritize. It's something that you and I have to want. And we have to go out and do that just like we go out and do anything else that we may want or need. But put more effort into that because the payoff is way more, isn't it? All right, so it says, delight thyself also in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. If you want to know the Lord, if you want to have a good relationship with him, if you want to know his will for your life, if you want to do his will in your life, he will meet that desire if you put forth the effort to do that. But if your heart isn't right, if your mind isn't right, that's going to hinder you from doing what it is that even you would want to do. Do you know that when I was in sin, I didn't want to be doing some of the things that I was doing? So what made me do those things? Where was my heart? I wasn't willing to give my heart to the Lord. When you give your heart to the Lord, then he fills you with power to resist those things that it is that you don't want to do and that you know you shouldn't be doing. But if my heart isn't in the right place, and this is what people do, I'm going to live good. I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to be moral, all those types of things. But the heart hadn't been given to God yet. And so therefore, you can't even do that. You can't do it. This sounds elementary. But do you know that you can't live as a Christian without God? Did you know that?
Yeah, that's true.
Your willpower won't do it. Your grit, your hard-headedness, none of that will do it. You have to actually give your heart to him and allow him to come in and make the necessary changes in your life so that you can be pleasing and honoring unto God. And it's doable, saints. It's doable. It's more than doable. The reason why is because he's going to help you. That's the thing. He's going to help you. Some people say, I can't do it. You're right. You can't. He can, with you, help you to do it, but you can't do it. May the Lord help us. May he encourage our hearts this morning. I want to have an ear to hear. I want to have an ear to hear. I want to listen. I want to be paying attention. I want to understand, and then I want to do the will of my Father. Proverbs 4 and 23. I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your time and your attention, your prayers for me. Don't just listen because I'm loud. Get the message, please. It says here, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Once that mind has been renewed, once we've had that relationship established with God, we have a responsibility to keep our hearts. The enemy wants to come in. He wants to rob you of what you have once had. He wants to steal from you. He wants to take what you have, and he wants to give you something counterfeit so that you still have something, but it's not the right thing, and you can't get to heaven with it. May the Lord help us this morning. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. And so I'm encouraging you to pray. If you're struggling with anything in any way, if you don't know what the Lord's saying to you, one thing you have to do sometimes is you got to pray and say, Lord, help me to get rid of what I want to do. Don't get quiet on me now. Lord, help me to get rid of what I want to do. Because what we want to do is very powerful. Because what we do, what we want to do, we will do. All right? And so, and with our mouths, sometimes we'll say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. But in our hearts and in our will, and God will not override your will. He's not going to override it. Your will is very powerful to God. He gave you that will, and he's not going to take it away. God will create Lord, help me. God will create situation and circumstance, right? I'll give you an example. Nebuchadnezzar, right? Nebuchadnezzar got big-headed, right? Started thinking that it was him that was doing it, and he needed to humble himself, all right? Well, he wouldn't do that on his own. He wouldn't humble himself. And so what God did was through circumstance and situation, create a situation that gave him that opportunity to humble. And so some of the things that you're facing in your life, if you need to relinquish your will and allow God to have his will and way in your life, some of the situations and circumstances in your life is because God is trying to get you to the place where you will let him have his way in your life. But if you won't do it, now let me say this. You and I can just, you know what? We can get ahead of the Lord sometimes. And understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying we can get ahead of the Lord in that way. I'm saying we can know that I got a problem and I can go to him before he has to come deal with me. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
May God help us. So don't let it be that God has to get us to a place where we will humble and relinquish our will. Let's get to a place before we even get to that place where we say, Lord, I know that your way is best. And so I'm going to seek you. I'm going to follow hard after you until I get to a place where you can be pleased with me. Because I don't want to have to, if I'm going through something, I'll make a confession to you this morning. I'm like anybody else. I'd rather not go through hard things. That's the truth. But if I'm going through it, don't let it be because I'm being hard-headed. Don't let it be because I'm disobedient. Don't let it be because I'm not listening. When I deal with my children, I try to teach them that concept, get them to understand that. Don't have me dealing with you about stuff. Be willing to hear what I'm telling you. Be willing to hear what your mother is telling you, and be willing to make the necessary adjustments. It's going to get harder for you if you don't do that. But if you do, if you learn obedience, if you learn how to humble yourself and accept the will of God in your life, it makes your way much more easy. And so we can, by the help of the Lord, say, Lord, this is where I'm at. I've got a problem with hard-headedness. I got a problem with disobedience. I got a problem with wanting my own way. And I'm asking you, Lord, to help me to get that out of the way so that I can hear and do your will. May God help us. It says here, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Start there. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall do what? Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We need our hearts and our minds kept by the power of God, because if your heart is right and your mind is right, then God's going to give you what you want. Because you want what he wants. Do I need to say that again, or y'all got it? If your heart is right, if your mind is right, then what you want is going to be what he wants for you anyway, so you're going to get it. Remember the desires of your heart? Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. All right? When your heart is right, you want the right thing, and God will give it to you every time. We thank the Lord for the word of God this morning. I was listening to the word of God this morning too, right along with you. I want to be pleasing and honoring unto God. And I want to encourage you this way. It don't matter where you at. I'm going to say that again. It don't matter where you are at. What matters is what you do when you hear the word of God, how you respond, if you're listening or not listening, if you have ears to hear or not. Right? And then it matters where you're going. Wherever you are before the Lord, God knows it. He knows it. And he's willing to work with you and deal with you and help you get to where you need to be if you're not where you need to be. So I want to encourage you to give God the opportunity to work in your life. You will not be disappointed. Appreciate your time, your prayers, your attention this morning. My goal and aim is to make heaven my home. I want you to go with me. I'm encouraging you to go with me. Yes. You go. I'm going to go pray for me. I will be praying for you. Amen. Thank you.